It's amazing how people define friendship, what they look for in a friend. I see an article here from August the 5th, 2016 in Time magazine. It says, Seven Signs of True Friendship. It says, friendship is one of the greatest gifts in all of life. We all value friendship, but in our modern world, we lost sight of what friendship really means. It's now tragically possible to have thousands of friends on social media, but not one true friend. So how can we tell if someone is truly our friend? How can we know when we're truly being a friend to someone? It's a simple list here. It's not comprehensive, but after observing some of the strongest friendships on earth, researching timeless relationship principles in the Bible, I'm convinced that every healthy friendship has these seven traits. One, friends can disagree without losing respect for each other. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words makes tempers flare. Proverbs 15, verse 1. Friends, number two, forgive quickly. Proverbs 17, verse 9. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Number three, friends love unconditionally. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Proverbs 17, 17. Number four, friends have your back. Proverbs 18, 24. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Number five, friends, and that's Proverbs 18, 24. Number five, friends tell you the truth. Proverbs 24, 26. An honest answer is a sign of true friendship. Number six, friends make each other better. Proverbs 27, 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And number seven, friends communicate openly. This is from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. And so as you think about that, what kind of friend are you? Well, when we come to this section in the life of David, we come to 1 Samuel chapter 18. It begins saying, as soon as he finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, talking about David, and would not let him return to his father's house. And then this is our verse for today, verse 3. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. The word covenant in the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary says this. It says, it's a formal, solemn, and binding agreement, and an agreement or promise usually under seal between two or more parties, especially for the performance of some action. A covenant turns something ordinary into something very extraordinary or something very special. It's not an act that should be taken lightly. This covenant relationship between Jonathan and David is just because Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And that word translated love in the original language means to have an affection for. It's not some sexual relationship as people that are misguided would claim. Instead, it was a friendship that was rooted in admiration for each other, and it was sealed with a solemn commitment. According to this covenant, no matter what happened to David and Jonathan, they would always remain friends. Their relationship was a loyal commitment to look out for each other's welfare. But today's friendship is just very casual. Friendships are made and broken whenever the need arises. It's no wonder that leading psychologists and therapists estimate that only 10% of men in the United States have any real friends. It's a shame that we struggle with that. And God uses as an example in his word these two committed friends, David and Jonathan. And so we don't have to have a covenantal relationship with every friend. God wants us to show our friend that this is more than a casual acquaintance. And if we have a friend, we need to be a friend. Proverbs 18:24 says that. So how do you look out for your friend's best interests? No person is more alone than he who is without a friend. So let me ask you, do you have a close friend? Yes. No? You're not sure? If there is, if you have one, maybe you have more. How many do you have? Is there any person that you would consider a real friend? When you look at David and Jonathan's relationship in the Bible, what are the character qualities that you see? And when you think about the character qualities of people, what are the three that most are admired by you? I think that it would be a good thing if you're struggling in this area to ask God to strengthen your current good and godly relationships with other people. And if you don't have one, that you'd ask him to help you to establish that kind of relationship, a friend or a mentor, a brother in the Lord, or an accountability partner. Where are you at with that? Is friendship a priority on your list? I'm telling you, it may not seem that it needs to be, but someday you may call upon a time when you will need a friend. Do it.